This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Now, I've got a feeling that many people today are burdened down with a sense of not being able to forgive themselves for something they did. This could be something that happened a long time ago. Now, it's not the sort of thing you hear people talk about, but I think I'm not far off the mark here. We might call this getting off your guilt trip, or I can't forgive myself. One little boy was asked one day to define guilt, and he said he wasn't quite sure what it was, but he thought it had something to do with feeling bad when he kicked girls. Well, perhaps that childlike response sums it up very nicely. Or the pregnant lady who cooked her husband a nice coconut cream pie. And after a couple of days, he'd only eaten half this pie, and one day she was cleaning the table, and she reckoned she'd have a bite of the pie. But you know how it is, one bite led to another, and before long she'd eaten this whole pie. She felt very guilty. She knew that she had to either admit her guilt or cover it up, so there was only one thing to do. She cooked a new pie, ate half of it to make it look like the original. I think we soon realise in life that if we don't own up to things, we're forced to cover up things, and sometimes that can get you into trouble. So do you mind if I ask you this question? Do you really believe that you have the right to forgive yourself? Now, I've said this before on Morning Devotions, but I think many people live in fear that if people really knew them, you know, their thoughts, their secrets, or their past, then other people would want to crawl away in shame. They wouldn't want to associate with us. Because the problem is, we know what we're like on the inside, you know, our fears and insecurities, the people we like or don't like, and we know our own behaviour patterns, things have happened in the past, and we struggle to forgive ourselves, and we hurt ourselves unfairly, sometimes deeply. And I'm sure that most of us, if we could turn back the hands of time, would change things in the past. I know I certainly would. And the things that most of us would want to forgive ourselves for are those things that brought unfair harm to other people. We've done things to others. But we can't change the past. We don't really have to be bad people, you know, to do bad things. If only bad people did bad things to other people, we'd live in a pretty good world. And the more decent we are, the more we feel our pain for the unfair hurts that we've caused. Now, that pain we cause other people becomes the hate we feel for ourselves. I'd like you to think about that. We serve as our own judge and jury because we convict and sentence ourselves to harsh sentences. We do that in secret. We don't tell people. And we can subject ourselves to what's called passive hatred. You know, we look in the mirror and we have a very difficult time seeing anything worthwhile to look at. For others, this self-hate is so strong that it ends up in destructive behaviour patterns. Even suicide can occur. But it's not all gloom and doom, because do you know that God's steadfast love begins to work its own way? And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the fear that many people have is not being loved or accepted if people knew who we really were. But let's stop here, because the good news of the gospel is that God promises to love us. And that's what David had a great hope for in Psalm 13. This is the human prayer of David. How much longer, Lord, will you forget about me? He said. How long will you hide? But I trust your love. I feel like celebrating because you rescued me. You've been good to me, Lord, and I will sing about you. That's Psalm 13, verse 5 and 6. So I think when we face ourselves honestly and openly, we admit what we've done, call it what it is, even if no one else loves us, you know, so to speak, God loves us. He forgives us. And the amazing thing about God is that he can start putting the broken pieces of our lives back together again. So I don't think you'll always know exactly when you've forgiven yourself, because that healing can be something that happens very, very slowly. You and I, we can't be whole and healthy people until we're honest with ourselves. And then can come that wonderful thing we could call inner healing. We turn our lives over to God, we ask for his forgiveness, and we can't forgive others until we've learned how to forgive ourselves. It's like the Alcoholics Anonymous words, that we're to make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. So may God help us to do that. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll make our weak hearts strong. We want to be courageous in the face of danger and misunderstanding, even when, Lord, we can't stand ourselves. Our trust is in you, and we thank you for your care. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.